thinking of what Laura was praying about. The troubles in the world. I don't know about you, but as I look around me at the world and survey all that's going on in it, I see a world that needs to change. A world where the people in it are crying out for change, socially, economically, politically and environmentally. Something needs to happen to save us from disaster. Pick up any newspaper and it will confirm that the world in which we live, it needs saving. It really does. Yet if you were to ask me, Bob, what would this salvation look like? And if I was to answer you and say, well, it would look rather like a baby being born in a stable a couple of thousand years ago, you'd probably think that I was off my trolley. Mightn't you? Yet the strange thing about this Christmas story is that those in power at the time, those in the know at the time of its very unfolding, they took it very seriously. Very seriously indeed. These wise men, these magi, had been willing to travel for hundreds of miles to see this child with the stated intent to worship. Three magi knelt down by the manger with a king hot on their trail, worried that this child could be a different sort of king to him. Perhaps king over him, the Messiah, the king to rule all kings. A star of unusual brightness, visitors of unusual importance, a prophecy of unusual significance. Yet, a situation which, on the face of it, seemed more than a little topsy-turvy. After all, the wise and the powerful responding to a child born in a manger, as my kids would say, what's that all about? Well, there was more going on in that stable than most people in Bristol realise or are willing to accept. After all, this Christmas, the nearest that some people are going to get to the crib is Cribb's Causeway. Yet something was going down on that first Christmas in Bethlehem, for someone had come down. Jesus. What's in a name? Well, that depends on what the name is. Jesus. What does that name mean? Well, it's the New Testament version of the Old Testament name Joshua, which means God is salvation. That's why the angel says in chapter 1, verse 21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins. Yes, we all agree, don't we, that the world in which we live, something needs to change. It's a world that needs saving. The Bible teaches that Jesus is the one who came to effect that change. It was once said that the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. And the truth surely is that I am part of that world that needs to change. And so are you. Jesus came to change us from the inside out. Who knows, perhaps that reading that we had earlier on from the book of Philippians, perhaps that was one of the first carols ever sung. I don't know. It scans like a song. Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in earth and heaven and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, in these days of relativity, there is nothing relative about that. Either it's true or it isn't. If it's true, then Christ's coming is about much more than just December the 25th. I remember a few years back now, probably showing my age, the RSPCA put out an advert. It was an advert about cute baby puppies that were bought for Christmas and given away as presents. And then a few months later, they were found on the streets, all abandoned and neglected. And it had a slogan. It said, "A dog is for life, not just for Christmas." I saw it posted not some months after that. Jesus is for life, and not just for Christmas. You see, where Christ belongs is at the very center of our lives, at the heart. That's what you and I were made for. And to try and live life without Jesus at the heart is like trying to run a bath without putting the plug in. It'll never get full, no matter how long you keep the taps turning. That's why when the baby became a man, he said, "I have come that you might have life in all its fullness." Jesus is for life. I heard a story that goes back a couple of hundred years, and it was on one of the royal estates. You know, the queen and the kings have had these estates for centuries and centuries, and of course they've got servants to wait on them. And there was a little row of three cottages, and the woman in the middle was a Christian, and she always went spouting on about how Jesus was the most important person and how he meant the world to her. And the neighbours got a bit fed up with that, having that day after day for 30 years. And the lady got to the last year of service of her life, and it was Christmas time. And the Queen, very graciously, close to Christmas, pulled up outside that block of these three houses. And she went to the door of the middle lady's house, knocked on the door, and went inside and spent just a couple of moments there, then got back in her carriage and went on her way back to Balmoral. Of course, the curtains were open on the house's either door, wondering what on earth is happening here. And about 10 seconds later, there were these knocks on the door. And of course, the neighbours were coming in to find out what this was all about. And they said to her, what was that about? And she said, "Oh, the Queen just came to visit me." And then they tried to trick her. They said, "Ah," they said, "so now who is the most important visitor in your house?" And she said, "The Queen." "Aha," they said. "What about Jesus?" "Oh," she said, "he's not a visitor. He's resident." I wonder at this Christmas time in your life, is he a visitor? Or is he resident? I'd like to invite you in a while, as you go through to have tea and coffee and whatever else other goodies are there in the hall. As you walk past this little table here, there's a couple of booklets there that just explain a bit more about what it is to know Jesus and to have him as resident in your life. And as a church, we're going to be putting on a course called the Alpha Course, which is a really good thing to come to because it's not preachy. It's something where you can ask questions and you can have a discussion and you can talk about these things that usually we don't get a chance to talk about at work or even at home. If you'd like to find out more about that course, then all you need to do is write your name and a contact detail on that piece of paper there. I think there's another piece of paper with a pen in the hall. Just write down your name and contact details, and someone will be in touch with you probably in the new year now and let you know when this course starts. Just because you put your name down, you don't have to come, but at least you can find out more about it. Is he resident? Is he standing at the door and knocking? There was a famous picture that was painted by a man called Holman Hunt, and it was Christ, the light of the world. It's a very famous picture. Most people have heard of it, and some have seen it. It's a gate, and Jesus has got a lantern, and he's knocking at the door, as if the door of someone's life. And someone picked the artist up, not long after he'd painted it, and they said to him, "Excuse me, Holman, you've actually forgotten something on that door." And he said, what's that? And he said, "You didn't put a handle there." And he said, "Well, that's because the handle's on the inside of the door." Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, thank you that you came down that Christmas time to open the way for you to come into our lives and our hearts. Lord, if we've neglected you, if we've shut you out, if we've not had you at the heart of our lives, we want to thank you that this Christmas time, it's a new beginning and it's a new start. Give us the courage, we pray, to live life in all its fullness with you at the center of that picture. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.